Welcome to episode 93 of the BCF.org podcast, The Business of Business. I'm Brian Fisher. In the previous episode, 92, our guest was David Gass, discussing converting visitors to customers. This podcast series is targeted to business owners and C-suite executives. As a business owner, I founded, grew, and sold a successful industrial automation distributorship. This podcast reflects my 34 years as a business owner and subsequent years as a business mentor and consultant. It focuses on the various subjects and topics to help you run a successful, profitable business. They're approximately 15 minutes long, so you can listen while commuting. Hopefully, you'll find one or two takeaways to implement per episode. Today's episode discusses strategy, transformation, growth with Jim Stevenson. Splitting his time between Los Angeles, California, and London, England, Jim Stevenson is the founder and CEO of Bletchley Group, a renowned international growth consultancy with over 23 years of expertise in strategy, transformation, and growth. He established Bletchley Group with a fundamental belief that while technology is powerful, it should always serve a meaningful purpose. Jim's unique value stems from his diverse background, having worked in numerous roles across a wide array of companies, enabling him to identify growth opportunities. This experience has provided him with a valuable bird's eye view of business operations, enabling him to identify common mistakes made by businesses. Some common oversights Jim has seen businesses make include failing to see the bigger picture, lacking strategic alignment, and ineffective communication between departments. Let's welcome Jim Stevenson. Jim, welcome to the BCF.org podcast, The Business of Business.
Hi, Brian. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us today, Jim. Jim, I'm always interested in people's stories. What's your background in founding and being the CEO of Bletchley Group?
That's a great story because it sets everything else up. My background is quite mixed. So I have a very diverse background across lots of different sectors, lots of different functions within businesses. But Bletchley Group I created 24 years ago now, named after Bletchley Park, the code-breaking location in England, where Alan Turing created the world's very first programmable computer in order to break the German Enigma code. So I love the story. I love Alan Turing and what he did. So I named my company on the basis that technology needs to have a business purpose. Without a business purpose, it's just really cool stuff. But that was where the name came from. That was the ethos of the company as a whole.
That's a great story.
I love it.
This episode's topic is strategy, transformation, and growth. How can you help business leaders transform their businesses for successful growth by looking at the bigger picture?
Yeah, again, a great question. I love that one. It very much depends on the type of business that you're in, but there are a number of things that I find most of my clients always have the same kind of challenges, and they center around the same topics. So things like being very clear on what success looks like for your business and what the metrics are. I always find that if you understand what you're trying to get to, then it's easier to have a team come with you. It's easier to coalesce a team around those objectives, and it's easier for you to monitor and measure your success towards them. So if you do need to make changes, then it's easier to make changes. Other things such as I'm a huge advocate for empowering teams, which means agile ways of working. So you're no longer dictating people, you're giving people the outcomes and you're setting them up for success to help you grow. So empowering teams, giving them that agility to move fast, to try things, break something here, fix it there, move forward. I think that's a huge benefit to organizations, huge benefit. Another one is simply aligning behind your strategy. So once you've got your kind of definition of what's successful and your metrics for what is success, it's making sure that you're actually deploying your resources, people, money, whatever it is, behind those things. The number of clients that I've seen before who have a very good, clear vision, they know what they're trying to get to, but they're spending 30% of their investment money doing something entirely different, a vanity project, or someone thought it was a good idea and they didn't truly investigate the benefit of it. So it was quite bizarre that they would want to kind of split their focus so broadly. And then the last one that's really easy, and all of these things are relatively free. I mean, you don't have to pay lots of money to do these things. It's something that you and your team can do readily. You can just take a morning away and do these things. It's actually to understand how your company operates. So if you're in manufacturing, it would be different to if you're in warehousing, to if you're in software development or professional services and things like that. An example of a client I had in Switzerland, actually. They were a marketplace. So lots of software engineers, lots of product managers, lots of user experience people, lots of marketing people and operations teams. And what they'd done was they had each of the teams on different floors. And yet when they were actually doing something, the engineers needed to speak to the product team who were on a different floor, who needed to speak to the user experience who were on a different floor, who then needed to understand what was happening with the customer who for some reason were in the basement. I'm not quite sure why they were in the basement. But whenever you needed to collaborate and do stuff, which was pretty much every day, they had to go away and organize a meeting in a meeting room so that they could all get together. So just by changing the dynamic of the business and the business organizational structure, what we created was if I needed to speak to someone, I could literally just turn around and the person that was on my team doing the same project, doing the same initiative, was just there. And it's free to move someone's desk, but it has such a huge impact on the efficiency, the collaboration, the building a team, the culture that you're creating, how the company organizes itself, and to be honest, just the lifeblood of the heartbeat of the company itself. So there's lots of things in there that you can do that are really, really simple to align the business and to get that bigger picture on who you are as a company, what you're trying to achieve, where you want to go, and all of those things are incredibly easy.
Following up on that somewhat, what are some of the most effective digital marketing strategies that companies can use to transform and grow?
Digital marketing, I love. One of my previous roles was I was a global digital director for Bacardi. So I love digital marketing. It's ingrained in my soul. For smaller companies, for other companies that aren't global brands, the key that I found to actually having the perfect strategy is to understand your customer. If you don't understand your customer, you can't engage with them, you can't relate to them, you can't sell your product to them. In fact, I would even say you shouldn't be selling your product. If you understand your product and the benefits it's bringing, and you understand your customer and your customer's needs, there's a natural synergy there that you shouldn't need to sell your product. Customers will just come because it's your product is solving a need that they have. So for me, the best digital marketing strategy is understand your customers, understand their needs, ensure that what you're offering them is the right thing at the right time, at the right price that you can make money at. And then allow the synergies to happen. Go where your customers are. I recall, actually, it was an example with Bacardi. We didn't progress it, and I can't remember why we didn't progress it. But Bacardi has a big live music element to it because it's alcohol, and live music and alcohol tend to go together. So we created something called the Bacardi Be Live Radio. And within days, we had hundreds of thousands of listeners, because it was just a natural synergy between people who enjoyed to drink the alcohol, enjoyed listening to music. So it was a really nice way of connecting the two, the brand to the consumer. So find your way of connecting to your consumer, find what your consumer's looking for, find the pain or the problem that they're trying to solve with your product, make it easy for them and connect them where they are. If they have to come to you, then it's just another unnecessary block for them.
We're speaking with Jim Stevenson, founder and CEO of Blecha Group. Jim, you can't accomplish a growth without strategic alignment. How can business leaders use strategic alignment to increase their business's effectiveness and profitability?
Again, great question. I mentioned earlier on about the need to align and the need to be clear on who you are as a company. And I think that's key. There's a number of tools out there which will help you to strategically align your business. But if you're not aligning behind the right thing, then it's kind of wasted effort. So for me, it's having that clarity on what the company is, what the company's choosing to do, what its mission and vision is, where it's trying to get to, being clear on what those success metrics are for the business. And then I'm a huge fan of OKRs. So the objective key result. I think that framework is a really good framework. Unfortunately, a lot of people get it wrong and implement it poorly. But when it's implemented well, it is hugely, hugely inspiring for everyone. Because it goes back to our comment earlier on about an agile and empowering framework. So you're not telling people what to do. You're telling them the outcome that you need them to achieve. You're giving them the key results that you, that's how you will be measured. This is the outcome. This is how I'm going to know whether you've achieved the outcome. That's my OKR, outcome key result. So it's a framework which allows you to align across teams, across departments, across functional heads, so that everyone can be pulling in the same direction and everyone has that crystal clarity. I'm trying to achieve this result and this is how I'll be measured. Perfect thing, and I know you've been in business for 30-odd years, successfully in business. One of the key things that OKRs allows you to do is to say no. And I love the word no in business strategy and in business leadership. No is a hard word, and I know everyone likes to be positive and upbeat. But what it says is, that's not our strategic objective. And therefore, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste company resources doing that. So I'll say no politely and I'll explain to you why it's a no, but I'm not going to do this because these initiatives here get me closer to our objectives. And that's very powerful. And once you've got your OKRs in place, it becomes clear to everyone why these are the things you're doing and these are the things that you aren't. And that level of clarity and transparency, there's nothing to beat it in a business. When you've got that kind of transparency and everyone understanding, you've got a team. You've got a team that understands where they're going, all driving in the same direction. And I just fail to believe that you cannot be profitable once you've got that in place. My personal experience is profitability just naturally comes when the entire team is going in the same direction.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you empower people. And just like you're saying, you give them the end result. You figure out the path, how to get there. Of course, you're going to monitor and check in along the way.
Completely.
But it's amazing the results that you can get.
Yeah, I had I'm going slightly off script now. I had a real epiphany in my career probably 20 years ago. I was project managing projects. And at the time, project management was very much all the responsibility was on the project manager. And therefore, it became a hospital pass. Project manager stress, long hours, lack of interest. And when suddenly I was introduced to actually empowering teams, the power of the team is much, much, much better than the individual. Suddenly, the entire world changed for me personally because you could see how actually the result was better. My stress level was lower. The team stress level was lower. The business objectives were clearer. The business outcomes were better. It was just, yeah. I'm a huge advocate of the power of a team and empowering the team to deliver for you.
We're speaking with Jim Stevenson, founder and CEO of Bletchley Group. Jim, is there anything I've not asked that you'd like to add?
Yes. I mean, we've kind of gone through a lot of things, but in my philosophy, in my head, I'm a huge advocate for culture. So I've done digital transformations, I've done business transformations, I've done business turnarounds. And the reality of them is 99% of it and 100% of the reason they're successful comes down to culture. So I'm a huge fan of, I think it was Peter Drucker said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. So if I was to leave your audience with one thought, it's the empowering teams, it's the being clear in the objectives that you want. Those are cultural things in my mind. Get your culture right, understand the culture, empower your team, make sure that the team are clear on what the objective is and how they'll be measured so that they've got a chance to get there. And success just comes. It's a natural progression of these mindset shifts into getting your culture right. So I'm a huge, huge believer. I can give you a really good strategy, but your culture will make it work or it won't. So culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Jim, how can people get in contact with you?
Probably the easiest way is my website, which is bletchleygroup.com. You can find pretty much everything that I do there. Or reach out to me on LinkedIn or any one of the other mechanisms, but Bletchley Group is probably the easiest one.
Jim, thank you for joining us today on the BCF ORG podcast, The Business of Business.
Thanks, Brian. It's been great speaking with you.
My sincere thanks to Jim Stevenson for joining us today. Managing the performance of your company is one of the most important things you do as a leader. This podcast is on YouTube and over 20 podcast directories. Subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. In search, type BCF ORG. Be sure to leave a space between BCF and ORG. If you'd like to reach out to me for business consulting or with any questions, comments, ideas, or potentially be a guest like Jim, please go to bcforg.com. There's a red Contact Us button in the middle of the homepage. In our next episode, 94, our guest will be Loretta Terzite discussing executive communication. In business, running a successful, profitable business is the ultimate scorecard. You are never done and can always be better. It tends to be more fun than work, frustrating at times, but can be very rewarding. From BCFORG Corp., I'm Brian Fisher, wishing you the best. Thanks.